Welcome back to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. I'm Andrew Huzar from Huzar Reiki and Readings. With me again, I've got paranormal enthusiast Professor Alex Wheaton and research expert Sean. Thank you for coming back to watch or listen to another episode. Before we get started, if you're watching the video version on YouTube, I just wanted to let you know that the audio version is on Anchor, Spotify, and Google Podcasts now. If you check us out on Anchor, then you can actually send us a voice message in there just through the Anchor app. When you subscribe, it'll say send message, and you can send us any video voice clip that you want. So if you have any cool stories, questions, comments, whatever, send them through Anchor,
and you might make it. Hi.
Yeah. We might put you into the next episode.
You never know.
So jumping into today's topic, I want to say I'm really freaking excited about this. This was one of the first places I found him by accident, too. We'll go into that later, how it just by chance happened. But I think I'm most excited just because there's a lot of mystery around it. But we're looking at Jaquin's Pond in Clymer, New York. If you're from Erie, Pennsylvania, it is near Corry, Pennsylvania. So today we are starting our first trip in the tri-state area outside of Erie. We're pretty excited, but I'll go ahead and pass off to Sean to see what he found out.
So, Jaquin's Pond Wildlife Management Area is located in Clymer, New York, which is southwest of Chautauqua Lake. The 30-acre wetland was purchased by the Department of Environmental Conservation in 1977. The area features hunting, fishing, and wildlife observation. There are trails and three bridges in the area, ideal for hiking.
The most famous legend of this area is that of George, a school bus driver, who unintentionally killed a young boy in a school bus accident. Stricken by grief, George hung himself in the swamp of Jaquin's Pond. It is claimed that if you are in your car in the area and say his name three times, your car doors will lock and you will see George. One account even states that George appeared in their car when their windows were down.
This area is home to mysterious deaths as well as teenagers taking their own lives. When driving through the woods, you will come to a fork in the road. One direction is the light path and is the main road. The other direction is the dark path and is a heavily wooded area, so thick that it is hard to see the sky. Along this path is where those mysterious deaths have occurred. In these woods, people have claimed to have the feeling of being watched, moving cold spots, high EMF readings, and batteries being drained on electric equipment.
Jaquin's Pond is not only a wildlife management area, but the final resting spot of spirits. When visiting this area, please be respectful to the wildlife and the spirits here. Also, as this is swampland, please be careful and be aware of your surroundings so this place does not become your final resting place.
Very important. On that note, wildlife management area. There are deer, there's black bears out there. And of course, being wetlands, it's just dangerous in and of itself.
There's turkeys.
Yeah, there's turkeys out there. It's not going to end well if you're not being safe out there. And I did print off some maps through Google Maps here. That's the New York State one. But, yes, 30 acres. The spot that we're apparently looking at isn't too big, and I was surprised. It's only about 1,000 feet deep from the road, and then 1,000 feet wide. I was like, that's not that big of an area. But again, part of the thing that attracted me too, like I said, I found it by mistake, or by chance, on hauntedplaces.org. I was looking through Erie Haunts, Axe Murder Hall, and them kept popping up, and then it said Jaquin's Pond. And I had no idea what that was. Clicked on it. The tale Sean gave popped up. And I was like, all right, I'm hooked. But what drives it further for me is I can't get any freaking answers about this place. And I think you said you were on the same websites that...
Yeah. The first thing I found when I was even looking at it was the haunted places. And there were more sites that both Andrew and I found. And a lot of them did reiterate the story of George. There were a couple different paranormal websites we saw. I think it was from like 2008. So nothing really fresh on this in the recent time. So, new ground.
Yeah, as far as weird things go, my mom grew up in Clymer, New York, and I even asked her about this, and she's never heard of this area at all. So it just raises more questions on the mysterious nature of this, that why is there so little information, but there's clear, detailed stories about this. Like, this raises a lot of questions. And looking at this map that Andrew printed off, this, so it's literally, we got 1,148 feet, 43 feet. I think it's 48 by looking at it, but it's it really isn't that deep. And
no, we're pretty spoiled with, you know, Presque Isle here. Like,
yeah,
this is Sarah's parking lot, like
literally. And like, it's
so thinking about, isn't there something about a bridge?
There's three bridges in here.
Yeah.
But in that space, like, where are these bridges?
I emailed the paranormal team that I did find a website for, which turns out, funny enough, that's the team that had the person killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. There, I found one website. I think it was like Paranormal Ghost Society or whatever. It was an all-black website, and it wouldn't let me print anything from there. But it, they talked about how they went to Jaquin's Pond, and then later they were investigating Gutenberg Cemetery, and they were...
And that's when the guy passed away.
Yeah, they were the ghost team that had a person die on a hunt. We'll get into that during that episode, though, but...
Should I be concerned?
You know, maybe. But, like, if it wasn't for the New York State's page listing it as a real place, I wouldn't even think it's real. I would think that this is bullcrap.
Yeah, when we were originally doing our research, we thought it was a cult.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there may or may not be cult activity there. We're not 100% on that, so
no.
It'll be interesting.
It's a big mystery. We know from the pictures from like 2004, the main road there is like a dirt road. It could be paved by now. And apparently there is a road going through there, but sometimes it's closed due to weather. So we may also be hiking through there. But
right.
We're hoping.
And another thing, which I don't understand, but apparently in the 1950s, the area was Jaquia Lake, is one of the things that I saw that someone had mentioned. You can find nothing on Jaquia Lake, so I'm not sure if that's true.
So I didn't print it out, and I'm sad that I didn't. But what's funny, so when you look at the map, it is surrounded by a forest, but, like, the Jaquin's Pond, like, swamp, is just this small area.
Yeah.
The forest around there is a totally different national park in New York.
Do we know what that park is?
I can't remember the name.
The park itself is actually in Cory.
Yeah. So, like, it's like Jaquin's Pond is this tiny area.
Which
of
is
this
in New York.
Park.
But then it's... It was, like, called Swampland or something like that, if I remember correctly.
I really can't remember, because I remember just reading that it butts up against such and such park.
Yeah.
If you do find the name.
Which is on the Cory side of it.
It's just makes it even weirder, like, and the fact that, like, even in, like, my research, the most I could find on a factual standpoint was the New York's page. I can't figure out where this even came from.
That's, like, a wildlife management... But, I mean, as we've seen in the past, we've lived here our whole lives and we have no clue about the almshouse. So,
true.
A lot of these things aren't, you know, widely known. That's why we kind of want to check them out.
Yeah. And especially with the story of George, is obviously a tragic tale. I couldn't find anything on what the bus accident was. Just like you said, that something happened, caused death, and then he went and hung himself in Jaquin's Pond.
Yeah, I heard a couple different tales when I was doing my research that the accident happened there, that there were two buses on the road, and it was only big enough for one bus, so his bus went off the road and a child died. I heard that the accident happened outside of the area, and this is just where he went to end his life. I've heard a couple different stories, but that's how these myths go.
So the main takeaway, George felt like he got a kid killed. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, hangs himself. So, like, the first tale that we were able to find at all is already a tragic one. Like, there's no... It is not a Tim and Dutch tale.
No.
It is a very much dark, sad, grief-stricken tale.
And that's just one of the tales that has a name attached to it. Like, the whole thing that interested me in our research is that there's literally a light and dark path.
Yeah.
And if you take the dark path, that's where a lot of people either die mysteriously, go missing, or take their own lives. And it's like the fact that there's a path of negative energy, that's what's going to be really interesting to take a look at.
Oh, for sure. And like the first thing in my mind with that too is like, I don't know if George was down that path or whatever, but like I wonder if at this point or at some point it was just such a negative presence that like it just called out to anybody that was just
right.
already feeling hopeless.
Right.
And like once you get into that feeling, you're already in that feeling, like it's just, that's it.
Spiraling.
Yeah. Whereas if you go down the light path, it's probably just like a walk through a park.
Right. Driving on Presque Isle.
So why is the, why does there not seem to be an agreement on if it's CQ or just Q?
No one knows. Can't figure out that either. It is really weird. I went with CQ since that's what the New York State site said.
Yeah.
So I was like, they wouldn't be wrong.
I would hope not.
But that was another discrepancy, is some of them didn't have the spelling right.
Yeah.
Tamarack Swamp?
Yes.
That's it. That's the park. So Tamarack Swamp is this giant wooded park.
Which is in Corey, PA. And then on the New York side of it, just a sliver of it, is this wildlife area.
And it's an active area. You know, like we said, hunting, fishing, hiking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
It's not a campground.
No. Which, from a practical point of view, I can see if it's swamplands, you want people camping back there.
Right.
But also, if there's been suicides, and like you can't explain them, you definitely don't want people sleeping there.
You don't
there.
Want people staying there.
No.
Originally a logging and gas drilling area. Mostly the home of high school keggers, frackers, searching for gas. The original drillers left behind and insect-chomping Venus flytrap plants. So this is just about Tamarack Swamp, not about Jacqueline's Pond. But they also put, there's also the origin of the legend of George and connects it there. So that's interesting.
So I guess, what are you expecting, Andrew? What?
First time I got no freaking clue. Because, like, this, there's just, I feel like in the movie The Mist, like, the town was just taken over by mist. I feel like this place is just in a mist. Like, we're going into Silent Hill here because it's this hunting ground, hiking grounds. There's people going through there, obviously committing suicide or passing away somehow. We got paranormal notes, but like there's so little information on the actual place. So as far as expectations, if we do find the paths, I'd probably expect maybe some sort of orb activity. With George locking the car doors, that'd be really cool to experience.
Oh yeah, I'd love that.
I don't know. It'll be especially hard. I think my answer depends on if we're able to drive or walk. If we're walking through, then for sure, I think we're getting a lot of orbs activity in pictures and video. Maybe even seeing stuff if these deaths are that tragic and powerful. If we're able to drive, we're still going to get those orbs, I think. But I think that'll be a better chance to interact with George. I couldn't even find anything for people walking through if they ever interacted with George at all. It was always just the car door.
This recent thing that I found, it's a blog, but it's about Tamarack Swamp, not about the, but it does mention, you know, in its story that George hung himself from one of the bridges. And so I like that it says near Caflish Lumber Company, which explains the name of the road. but it seems like, you know, there's been orange orb glows that have been seen, sightings of George underneath the bridge that he hung himself, apparently. And also, apparently, not that this is what this is for, but there's also been claimed to have been UFO sightings in that area. So,
interesting.
And I just to throw that into the mix of...
There was one thing I heard in our research that if you say his name on certain bridges, that's when your doors will lock and you'll hear rumbling under the bridge before you see George outside of the car.
And I wonder, specifically on haunted places, I can't remember what the other site said, because like I said, it wouldn't let me print from there. And here it mentions the third bridge. So it'll definitely be interesting to see if we can get to these bridges, whether in car or on foot,
right,
and test them all out. But my hope is we get to experience George. My expectations are at least some orbs.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I would expect us to see at least orbs, seeing as how we've kind of found that they like us.
Just a little bit, even in
places
that we weren't expecting them at all.
Places we didn't even feel it, and they've been around us. But that's us. We're open to this. We're not 100% going into this looking for this kind of activity. But seemingly this activity is looking for us. So I'm sure we will see something, but I'm hoping George locks the doors, flips the car.
I hope not flipping the car.
No, I mean like all the way. Just
like 360.
Like a 360.
I'm going to vomit, but yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm going to get out to take a leak or something, and when I come back, you guys are just going to be pale-faced, vomit all over the car.
What happened?
You missed
it. You won't even believe us.
So as far as my expectations, especially now that we've been to a couple places and we've seen some of our own footage and photos that have been taken, I feel like we might be in for a similar thing at some of the other places where we might not see them in that physical moment while we're there. But looking back at the footage, I think we'll definitely probably see some orbs at the very least. I'm hopeful that we have some positive experience with George. I don't want anything,
right,
anything negative, but I would like, you know, some kind of confirmation, which is why we're taking Megan's car, because it doesn't have that automatic lock feature that when you hit a certain speed, right?
Yeah,
right.
So the doors will be able to lock, unlock on their own.
Not from
and I know with
human.
With my car, even if it's in park, after a while the doors relock. Hers, if we park, unlock it, they're going to stay unlocked, so... It'll be a good test.
And we'll find out if the car's upside down, if the doors will lock.
There's a moonroof, so luckily, if we have to crawl out the moonroof while it's rotating, we can get out of it.
We got this.
Nope, but I'm excited. So let's go ahead and see what we find.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. As you've heard, in this episode we travel to Chiquin's Pond out in Clymer, New York, near Cory, Pennsylvania. The area was a lot smaller than we anticipated. The weather was raining really hard, and the road was in awful condition, so we didn't get to spend much time in the wildlife management area itself, but we were able to double back and get to a bridge. And to the left of that bridge is one of the original dilapidated bridges kind of mentioned in the legend. So it was cool back on the bridge. If you haven't already, I definitely recommend checking out the video on YouTube, because in the video, we do document some pictures that happened where the road was flooded that could contain some orbs. We're not 100% sure. And then we document our drive along this treacherous road. And then it finishes up with some pictures from the bridge where we do, in fact, get what I believe are for sure orbs. I recommend checking it out because we got some cool pictures. The area is definitely cool. So go over to Who's Our Reiki Readings on YouTube and go right into the video there. You can even skip past the intro and just jump right into the footage. Let's go ahead and get to our conclusions.
So as you'll see, we didn't get too much from the actual wildlife management area other than our trips down the road. It's raining today, but I don't think it was today's rain that shot us in the foot. I think whatever happened over the last month caved in that road. Thanks to Alex, we were able to safely get off the road. But that is another thing that we always preach, be safe. And there's plenty of room to get around me.
Have a spotter.
Yeah, have a spotter. Yes. Don't go out there alone because that would have ended terribly. And know your vehicle's limits. We're in my wife's car, but even still, I'm not taking a chance on that caved-in swamp road. So we came back, and we took some pictures and stuff of the only bridge we can drive across. To the left over here, there is a run-down bridge that is decaying and looks like a perfect spot that you would hang yourself from if George were to pick a bridge. It looks old, decrepit.
I'll say we were talking about it. It's concrete base, a steel frame, looks like early steel work, and then just boards, big boards for the actual bridge, so... It looks like an older style bridge.
And since we are on a bridge, we're gonna see if we can get George's attention.
Yeah, in some pictures it looks like we got some stuff, but we're gonna try the fabled legend. I'm gonna say his name three times, and we're gonna see if our car doors lock or if he shows up at all around here. George. 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 The car did not lock. And I don't think I see anybody standing around. But I'll take some pictures around the car if I can turn my flash off. I don't want to blind us.
But the other thing we do need to talk about is the trails, so-called, that were mentioned. In our own observations as we've walked around, we noticed that there's not really trails, per se. On the game land, a lot of it is private property. So, as always, you know, don't trespass. Be respectful. So, you know, if you're going to visit this place, make sure that you stay on the public state land, not on someone's private property. Those signs are fairly clearly marked. So, you shouldn't trespass on someone's property.
Yeah, and... That's one of the things we kind of saw. There was another path that looked like it fit the description of the dark path, but it was too on private property. Yeah, so
we're not going on the dark path.
No.
Getting that nausea again.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. She got it back.
At the thick, swampy marsh. That's
where we got most of our activity at. But when we were standing by the woods, it felt peaceful, like Wintergreen Gorge. Didn't feel... anxious or anything like that.
And this was on top of getting rained on, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, kind of like at Wintergreen Gorge, possibly, like, nature is just being naturally purifying of itself for whatever happened.
Plenty of running water.
Yeah. I think it's a nice place. There's not many hiking trails, so you'd have to be careful if you do want to go through a stroll through the woods, make sure you don't go on private property, but... I think we did get some activity. I'll have to further review it. But I think there is some stuff going on out here. But it doesn't feel like anything bad. What do you guys think?
Nothing intense either, really.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, the drive was the most intense part.
We're all going to need chiropractors.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't drive on this in a sedan. Like, don't. Just don't.
If it's a low-riding car, don't.
Yeah, we're not in a low-riding car, and it was a little troublesome for us, so... And if you're in a semi, stop coming down these back roads.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. A lot of horse-drawn buggies back here, too, so if you are even coming out for a cruise, be very mindful of the road.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a... It's a car and a half width for the trails, so... I can't even call them roads. They're dirt rock paths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main road, two cars can fit, no problem, as you've seen again. But coming down those dirt roads, no.
There's no enough
room. No. So just be careful. Be good. But come back next time. Like, share, subscribe the videos. We're going to go ahead and check out the DeWittville Poorhouse Cemetery next. So tune
remember,
in.
George. George. George.
Car didn't flip either.
I know. We were worried.
Thanks guys. Till next time.